Okay. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We're looking for your truth.
And your declaration of
the
truth
about this feast
of trumpets.
You're going to see it in Leviticus. Yep. And if you want to go to Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus 23:23 says, "The Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of rest, a sacred assembly commemorated with trumpet blasts. Do no regular work, but present an offering made to the Lord by fire." Now, today I got a phone call, and it was from Gail. And she said, I don't know. She said, well, actually, I think I called you, but you questioned me. I don't know why. She says, I have a sense we're supposed to take communion. And I says, I agree. And you say, well, why did you put that on the altar? Well, how many know that Jesus was the lamb that was slain? He is the burnt offering that paid for you and me. So we're bringing that offering to him tonight and to the Father for him to get a good look at us because we're covered by his blood. Amen. We're not the old creation, we're the new. Amen?
Amen.
So if you go to Numbers 29. Numbers 29, verse 1. It gives a little more information. On the first day of the seventh month, hold a sacred assembly. Say, this is a sacred assembly.
This is a sacred assembly.
On the first day of the seventh month, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. It is a day for you to sound the trumpet. Okay. As an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Prepare a burnt offering of a young bull, one ram, and seven male lambs, a year old, all without defects. What do we have sitting on the altar?
Lamb.
Yeah.
Without defect.
Is he without defects?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
When we teach about the Passover, which starts the year, you see, God wants us to think about what we're doing and why. And if you were to learn some of the ways of God, you'd find that in the Passover celebration, the children would examine the lamb for a week. The lamb that was a year old had to sleep with the children. And anybody know if there's a flaw, the children will find it. So any single little irritation on their skin would cancel their ability to be the lamb. The lamb had to be perfect. Now, the Feast of Trumpets is saying again, a lamb, one year old, all without defects. Okay? With the bull prepared, a grain offering and 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil. With the ram, 2/10 of it with each of the seven lambs. 1/10 includes one male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. So why did the lambs and the goat to be offered up as a fiery gift to God? To set us free. These are in additions to the monthly and daily burnt offerings with their grain offerings and drink offerings as specified. They are offerings made to the Lord by fire. And then, of course, it says, a pleasing aroma. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like smoke. But God looks at this as what he allowed to happen to his son so that we could be set free. That was the whole intent of the seven feasts. If you look at the seven feasts, you're going to find that Passover has been done. You're going to find that the Feast of Weeks has been already, first fruits is done. That's Pentecost. And now trumpets has never been happening. It's not happened yet. It is to come. Okay? It is a day where all of the earth will taste the fullness of Christ. Now, if you remember back in the spring, you were told to stay in your homes, which really the entire earth population did the Passover feast without even realizing what they were doing. And it's the first. I can tell you that the first year that we did the Passover feast at Grace Church of Christ, we got laughed at, we got ridiculed, and we got mocked because we were told that it didn't match the traditions of the church. And God had commissioned me to hold on to the truth and let go of traditions and to obey the Lord no matter what the price would be. We did get laughed at. We eventually got thrown out. But that's another story, and I'm not going there. This was the Lord's doing. It was marvelous in our sight, but not at the time that it happened. Got it? It was marvelous in our sight, but not at the time that it happened. I can also tell you that in the next 10 days before the Day of Atonement, there's going to be called the 10 days of awe. And so I'm asking each of you to go to the Holy Spirit and ask him what he wants you to do as a sacrificial offering to the Lord. Not necessarily finances, because finances could be it. I don't know. It's going to depend on what he wants you to do. But to obey the Lord of what he's asking you to do. And we will be meeting on the 26th because of Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's call to reestablish a reunion of faithful church people to humble themselves and to pray. That's going to happen at 10 o'clock on Saturday, the 26th. Keeping that in mind, the Holy Spirit wants to release his plan for this season and this night. Because it's not all about what I think it should be. Because when I came tonight, I said, okay, Lord, what do you want? And he said, just obey me. So now let's go to Psalm 57. Because I'd like to declare a little bit of the tradition of men. Because again, the Lord would have recited this, probably not seven times, but for the opening of the new year. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me. For in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings, until the disaster has passed. Well, that's pretty easy to tell, right? I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Where I pray, there's three stars. Where I pray, there's three stars. I should have heard an amen.
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 Do we have an appropriate song?
I'm going to fix that.
Okay, please. Recognizing this psalm that really is speaking about what this time is for reflection. We need to come out from where we were and to go forward in faith to what he's called us to be and to do. And his plan for us and for the year ahead, which really begins in a little bit. When I was in Israel, I was privileged to go on a Sabbath to the Wailing Wall. That's another miracle that I don't want to repeat, but it was a miracle that God got us there, okay? Because my mom and I were able to minister to this cab driver, because if you are in Jerusalem, yeah, okay, I got it, Lord. He's saying, say it. All right. Mom was tired. We had done a little bit of shopping. She had been sick for a day and a half. And so that Friday morning, we went to do a little bit of shopping in the old city. Well, then she got tired, so we flagged and prayed for a taxi cab. And he did literally a U-ey where he's not supposed to and picked us up. And that was God, because I was going to sit in back with my mom, and he says, no, you sit with me in the front, which I didn't expect. So I sat with him in the front, and he's got a little holy picture, and it's got the picture of Jesus' heart that's standing out. And so obviously that was an open door, and I asked him if he had ever asked the Lord to come into his heart. And he says, well, no, he's got his own heart right there. And I said, no, I mean, coming into your heart to really take over. I said, do you have any problems? Oh, he says, I have a little boy that needs surgery and I have no money to do that. I said, well, maybe a miracle would be in line to get this little boy on his feet. And so he says, well, who are you? So I told him. And to make a long story short, by the time we got to the hotel, he had accepted the Lord and said yes to Jesus. And I said, I'll go upstairs into my room, which was a test, and get you a bottle of holy oil, and you can anoint your son. Well, I really expected him to be gone, because I figured, you know, he's had enough, and so it was a test. I went upstairs, got a bottle of oil, came back down. He's still there. Ended up anointing him, praying for him, asking the Lord. He says, I don't know why, but he says, here's my card with my personal number. Now remember, by this time it's around maybe 11:30, 12 o'clock, noontime. So long story, I put the card in my pocket. And my rabbi friend, Moshe, had promised that it would be on Friday that we would go to the Wailing Wall. Well, it's around 2 o'clock by the time I located him, because he's the guy that's leading the troops. And he says, Kim, it's going to be too late because we won't be able to get a ride because now it's closer to 3. And they already start winding down for Shabbat. So I said, well, I have a number. I said, I have this taxi guy that just accepted the Lord, and I'm sure he'd give us a ride and give us a ride back. He said, are you sure, Kim? Now, you got to remember, Moshe used to work for the Mossad. And so he knew Jerusalem and the area and all the traditions of the Jews. And he was a Jew, but he was a spirit-filled Jew. Long story, I said, well, let me give him a call and see if he could pick us up. So I called him and he says, well, he says, I have this non-believer. He's not even a Christian, he says, but he wants to come along because he just lost his license. Could it be okay if, we could do this together? I said, sure. So, make a long story again, as short as possible, we got to the Wailing Wall, and Moshe says to me, we'll be lucky if we don't have to walk back, because this guy may take off. I said, well, I don't think so. I think, God has really given us grace, and he'll give us grace to get back. So we're in the area, and of course now it's getting dark. And of course it's in the middle of winter, so obviously it gets dark early. All of a sudden, all these kids that are at the Wailing Wall are jumping up and down, and they're looking at the sky, and the shofars are blowing. And I said to Moshe, they're gone nuts. What happened? I thought it was a place to pray. And of course, they're all standing next to the wall and you've seen them. Well, guess what? He educates me and he says, when three stars show, it's the new day. So the Sabbath is actually official. Keep in mind that this year is very rare. This new year is coming on a Sabbath, which is the day of rest, giving us a year of rest. So stop doing your own thing and do. When we did get back to the driver and his buddy, who happened to be anti-Jew, I'll leave it there, and you can fill in the blanks. He also got accepted the Lord on the way back, and we blessed him and anointed him and keep him in our prayer. So God can put you on a vacation, but you're never on vacation without the Lord. He's going to be with you wherever you go to do whatever he does and whatever he asks you to do. So if you'll lift your hands and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
it's time,
it's time
to celebrate the new year. We declare it now. You are the Lord of 5781. It's official, Lord. It's time to blow the shofar
and to celebrate
the grace of our God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You need to stay. Couple more times. Thank you, Lord. This morning, I was searching the heart of the Lord, and he was reminding me of one of the words that was given to us back in July, that we should be walking and doing kingdom work now. Not religious work, kingdom work. And he was pressing me that we sit back too much and rely on someone else to do the homework instead of us being obedient. So I want you to take a little bit of a travel to Matthew chapter 14. My prayer is that in this new year, you'll be walking on water.
Hallelujah.
Only one hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I had a weird stare at me, a couple of... Say, what's good enough for Peter? should move me out of my old patterns.
If Peter did it
without the Holy Ghost in him, then so can I. Because the Spirit of God is in me. So watch out. I'm not in the old covenant. I'm in the new. So move over if you don't want to walk on water. I'll watch.
I'll watch.
And I'll see.
And I'll see.
As you sit back.
As you sit back.
And I go forward.
And I go forward.
Verse 22. Matthew 14, 22. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. While he dismissed the crowd, they needed a head start. Got it? After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself. What was he doing? He was taking a Sabbath to pray. He went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. 25. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. Say, walking on the lake.
Walking on the lake.
Not swimming.
Not swimming.
Not sinking.
Not sinking.
Walking on the lake.
Walking on the lake.
And I remind myself.
And I remind myself.
That he's the first. Of many brothers.
Of many brothers.
So why should water scare me?
So why should water scare me?
I heard an amen. All right, good. Now some of you are waking up. 26. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were so happy. My Bible says so happy. No, they were terrified.
Yes.
It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. There's the motto for last year. Oh my God, I'm going to die. What else is new? Come on, don't plan your funeral. Plan your resurrection.
Amen.
Oh, man. Yeah. Look at your neighbor. Say, plan your resurrection.
Plan your resurrection.
Instead of your death. Everybody else is dying.
Everybody else is dying.
Thank you.
Amen.
27. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. That's the message for the rest of this 2020. Fear is a killer.
Yes.
Amen.
2 Timothy 1:7 says, God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Wake up, people.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Take courage. It is I. Do or don't be afraid.
Yes.
Now look at Peter. I love Peter. Lord, if it is you, not you. I love you too. Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. He didn't say in the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, and I can see his 11 brothers saying, you nut! Walked on the water. It says walked, E-D. On the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, notice he saw the wind. Yeah. He was afraid. Ha ha! That spirit from 2020 must have visited them. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt? Why did you doubt?" That's a plague for Christians. It's worse than COVID-19.
Yes, way worse.
It'll kill you and you'll never walk on water. In fact, you can't even swim with that kind of a mentality.
That's right.
Even if you know how to swim, you ain't going to go very far. Because the doubts are going to hit you, the wind's going to hit you, and you're never going to get to the other side of the lake.
That's right.
32, and when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down, and then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Good news, right?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Good news. Good news. Wow. Good news. You know, that may be good news for them because they had the Holy Ghost on them, not in them.
Yeah. Yes.
So what about you? What's your excuse? You speak in other tongues. You worship Most High God. Why can't you and I walk on water? Have you ever tried it? Have you ever had the guts to get out of the boat? Oh, you said he hadn't. Tell me yet. Wait, maybe tomorrow. Go to John 6:19. John chapter 6, verse 19. I'm going to do verse 20 first. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat. And immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. Time travel. Isn't that awesome? How many of you ever had that experience? Just two of us. Okay. I've had it happen more than once in my car. The clock didn't move, but the car did. How he did it, I don't know. I never questioned it, but I know he did it. And there were three of us in the car. My wife and I, and a friend from North Carolina. You know, when we decide that we are kingdom people, kingdom mentality will start functioning. If you are earthbound, you're going to remain earthbound and deathbound. Oh, boy. You know what I'm talking to right now? I'm talking to a vacuum cleaner. I'm serious. And it's plugged in reverse. Because it's all coming back at me. And it's not for me. I'm willing to do this. But what about you? Why is it that your unbelief is so strong that you can't take this truth? You wouldn't have made a good apostle. How can he send you anywhere if you can't buy what he's willing to teach you? Instead of resisting me, say, "God, give me the grace to listen. And give me the grace to believe. That it's not just for them.
It's for me.
See, it's okay if Joe plays. If Darlene does, no. I want the two of them, but the rest of you to join. Okay? Your unbelief is showing all over the place. When I say I am actually facing the wind of unbelief hitting me, I'm not teasing. I'm telling you the truth. Because some of you are really listening with one ear and it goes right through to the other side. There's nothing inside that's registering truth. This is the truth. This is for you. You say, oh, Romans 8 says, Jesus is the first of many brothers, right? Well, what about if he's the first to walk on water? Why about you? You must be next. If he's the one that can take you to court and come out smelling like a rose? Yeah. This one smells like a rose today.
That's why he has a red shirt on.
Yeah.
A red rose.
Covered in the blood. Covered in the blood.
Well, he was more than covered in the blood. He got splashed with it today. Why am I saying this to you? I'm trying to break you into the new year. Okay? If I can motivate you to stop thinking about death, that grave, and all that it entails, and stop planning your funeral, I will have succeeded tonight.
Amen. Amen.
If I can wake you up enough to say, yes, we went outside and we looked like fools, I don't care.
I don't either.
Good. Amen. You know why? That's two of us.
I don't either.
You see, caring about everybody else's opinion is going to give you doubts, fear, unbelief, and torment. And welcome to the club. You can't sleep. Why? Because you can't trust him to wake you up in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
It's time to wake up. It's time to walk when it's obedience time. It's time to pick up the phone and do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to pray for somebody. Okay? I'm not teasing. I'm telling you the truth. God does not want you bound by the old patterns of yesteryear.
Amen.
Or religion.
Amen.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sean, out in the West Coast, has been used of God to awaken a people. What about you? What about your talents? Oh, well, I'm not good enough yet. When are you going to be good enough to use your talents? When are you going to use what God has given you? What are you waiting for? Your funeral? Have it tonight. Let the old pattern of thinking die and bury it. Okay? Get rid of the old soul patterns that he's tried to, let's say, get rid of it for you, but you hold on to them because it's like a blankie. I need it to sleep. I wrote down as a confession. You want to join me?
Sure.
I walk in a higher dimension.
I walk in a higher dimension.
Is my goal. And I'm going to be a part of the kingdom.
A part of the kingdom.
Now. Yes, Jesus.
He walked on water.
And Peter dared to come out of the boat. He tasted for himself. To walk on water. And Jesus trained him. And so Holy Spirit. You were there with Peter. But you were not yet in him. And he walked on water and met our Lord.
I want this Lord.
I have the Holy Spirit in me. Which is a great advantage. So know my desire. And I will come to you, Lord. Peter called out.
To you and said, Lord.
If it is you, tell me to come.
If it is you, tell me to come.
And walk on the water.
And walk on the water.
Jesus said, come.
Jesus said, come.
And he meant it. When they were willing to take him into the boat, immediately they reached the shore where they were going. when they were willing to take him into the boat. When they were willing to take them into the boat. When they were willing. He was waiting for them to stop the fear that it was a ghost.
Shadow.
I have a sense that some of you, I'm pushing you right to the edge. And if that's the case, that's okay. But I'm asking you now, ask for grace. Ask for favor, because it's not going to be done by you. It's going to be done by him. Yes. To give you the courage to open your mouth and say, God, I want this.
God, I want this.
It'll never happen until you open your mouth and declare, I want this. And yet you're serious. Yes. You may have fears and doubts, but you know what? You can't become an overcomer without something to overcome.
Amen.
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 You can't come out of your shadow until you decide it's time. Amen. Okay? Amen. Last year was for then. This year is for now. He's looking to take us higher. And he's looking to get glory out of us. Amen. Not just the other guy. Out of all of us. Amen. He's got a plan for 5781. And you know, while you're resting, he'll download your information that you need. While you're resting. While you're resting. Meaning, stop making plans for yourself just to keep yourself busy. And I say that out of respect. I'm not accusing anybody, but I know the patterns of the human nature. Oh, I got to make a dollar. Those are good things. But you know what? I haven't had a full-time job since 1982. Okay? What's your excuse? I'm serious. What is your excuse?
Don't have one.
Live by faith, trust in him, and he will make a way where there is no way.
Amen.
He's take care of all of us if we simply trust him to do it. But sometimes we panic.
Yep.
Okay? And I'm not against those who panic. I did it many, many times. I can't tell you how many times. But when I cried out, when I was removed, okay? And I can remember saying to the Lord, okay, God, I don't know how you're going to do this, but my brother shared that there were 3 grocery bags that landed, right? On the front steps. That was your testimony a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Christmas had been very meek for us. And we had obeyed the Lord and did what we could. But there was no financial stuff coming in. And I said to Irene, I said, we need to pray because I don't know how we're going to pull this off because, you know, all the bills were coming in and the oil bill and the electric light and all this stuff that goes with it. And the tax bill, of course, friendly taxes come, you know. And so we prayed that night and asked the Holy Spirit to provide because we didn't know what else to do. We weren't smart to do anything else because that's all we knew. Within 2 days, a car horn was heard. And I was in that section of the house, so I heard it. I ran down to the driveway and I saw the vehicle backing out of my driveway. So I thought, oh my, I missed it. And the Holy Spirit says, look in the mailbox. So I looked in the mailbox, and there was $700 cash in the envelope. Wow. How did it come? I had suspicion of who it was. Did you ever have suspect who did it? Okay. But I didn't say anything because, you know, unbelief and doubts, they came. I didn't let them visit too long. And a few days later, I said to the Lord, you know, I really would like to say thanks to this individual. And so I happened to meet this person by accident. And I said, by the way, when you back up out of my driveway, it's kind of cool to watch your lights. So he said, you saw me?
Want it to be a surprise.
Yes. Don't rob the other person's glory. Amen. Just obey. Obey. That's all I have to say.
Amen.